Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klach of Beis. We're moving on to Simon Tess. So he deals with distractions during davening and what it's all about how to deal with them. So the first example is the person's talus. Sometimes the talus doesn't stay where you want it to stay. Inishma talisa b'amsa tfilosai. So if the talus came off during davening, yochel achzira, he's allowed to pull it back. Even though you're not supposed to be involved in anything else during davening. Again, we're talking about Shemoneh Esrei. But putting the talus back in its proper place is allowed. I feel an awful ruba. Even if the majority of the talus has fallen off, you're allowed to reach back and pull the talus into place. However, avlim nafal kuloi, if the whole talus fell off, so you can't put it back on because that's considered a hefsik. Now at the end of the simon, he says, I'm going to skip a few lines. Vinyan brachal talus kashanafla mimenu ein leil klach yubeis simon zayin. So he discussed before what's the luck of the person's talus falls off. He discusses the case of a person took off the talus intentionally, and the case of the person's talus falls off. And there he paskind. In the case of the person's talus falls off totally, he has to make a new bracha when he puts it back on. So once that's true, that he has to make a new bracha when he puts it back on, so the act of putting it back on in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei would seem to be problematic because you're putting it back on without a bracha. That's one issue. The second issue is just the act of starting from scratch and then putting on your talus is considered you're getting involved in something else in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, which you shouldn't do. The Mishmar does point out, or does seem to point out, that if somebody else sees it and wishes to put the person's talus back on, they may do so. So that means the main problem is the second issue. He's putting his talus back on without a bracha, but he's not being involved in putting it back on. He's not being distracted. Mishmar also points out that the person is going to find it difficult to daven without his talus. He's going to be distracted by the lack of the talus. So then he's allowed to reach down and pick up the talus and put it back in place. He cannot walk for that purpose and he cannot talk for that purpose, but he's allowed to cloak himself with the talus in order to remove the distraction of the lack of the talus. But in the case where it's only enough for Rubai, then he's allowed to put it back on. Do you make a bracha in the case of Nafal Rubai? So there is an opinion in the Rishonim that in the case of Nafal Rubai, the Shulchan Aruch says you do not make a new bracha when you put it back on. Many Achronim argue with the Shulchan Aruch. The language of the Chayyarim, it sounds like he really agrees with the other opinions that you'd make a new bracha. Mishabur, however, comes out of the Ikar Pesach is not to make a new bracha. So the relevance for that over here, in the case where the only part of the talus came off, he put it back on. Even if the talus came off, he put it back on during Shemoneh Esrei. And after Shemoneh Esrei, he just continues davening. In the case where the whole talus fell off, so he should not put it back on. If he's being distracted by that, he's allowed to put it back on, obviously without a bracha. At the end of Shemoneh Esrei, he should touch his tzitzis and make a new bracha on the hisatef b'tzitzis. If somebody else puts the talus back on for him, so the same halacha as well, that he does not make a bracha at that point in time. Obviously, it's a middle Shemoneh Esrei, but after Shemoneh Esrei, he has to be mamashmesh in the tzitzis and make a new bracha. On that issue, from making a new bracha when the talus falls off totally, we mentioned that there seems to be a contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah. By the case of tefillin, really should have the same din. If the tefillin fell out of their place, that's equivalent to the halacha as if they came off totally. So the person was davening and the tefillin moved out of place. So when he puts it back on, does he need a new bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch says you need a new bracha, just like by the halacha you need a new bracha, by tefillin you need a new bracha as well. The Mishnah Berurah by tefillin quotes the Shloah, and the Shloah says we do not make a new bracha when you put the tefillin back in place. In the most of Dirshu, both in Simen Chafei in Hilchos Tefillin and in Simen Ches in Hilchos Tzitzis, they point out that there's a contradiction. The logic behind the case when you put back the tefillin, you don't make a new bracha. We say that a person put on tefillin for davening, he has in mind that even if it moves out of place, he wants it to put it back, because that's he wants it in place for David. So Mishnah Berurah points out, if a person would be learning afterwards in his tefillin there in that situation, we don't have this automatic assumption that he had that in mind, so then you would need a new bracha. Maybe to suggest the difference between the two scenarios is talus is uncommon that the whole talus falls off, so he has not really given thought before davening to that possibility. So if it happens, we have to say that's a unexpected circumstance. The first act of cloaking himself has ended, and now he's doing a new act of cloaking himself. Whereas by tefillin, it might be expected sometimes the tefillin move out of place, so he has a mind for that. So that would mean in a scenario where it's expected that the talus should fall off, for example, let's say in some Torah, a person who's dancing, and they know their talus falls off multiple times during dancing, falls off totally. The definition of totally means that it's off of the body, even though he might be holding it, the tzitzit is in his hands, but the talus is not in his body anymore. So over there, the chara person would not make a new bracha when he puts the talus back on, even though it fell off totally, based on this suggested difference between the two cases. Because over here there is an expectation that that's going to happen. Have a good day.